Tonight, Cher Valenzuela, the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor in Delaware, is scheduled to address her party's national convention in Tampa. She was named Delaware's Small Business Person of the Year in 2012 for her First State manufacturing company, and she is expected to take the national spotlight as she runs against incumbent Democrat Matt Dinn. We caught up with the Delaware Republican during the first day of the convention as the effects of Hurricane Isaac passed by and delayed its opening.
Very upbeat. I am running into people who are, if they've been displaced, in terms of waiting for rooms or getting through lines of hurricane-related activities, everybody is so upbeat and expectant. I've not met one person that's grumbling that's here for the convention at all.
So what is the thrust of your address tonight? What do you see as the biggest impediment for small business?
The obstacles that we face as small businesses when it comes to regulations and licensing requirements and paperwork burdens that you're just forced to comply with are, distracting in a good economy, crippling in an economy like the one that we're living in. And where I started our business 15 years ago, it would be very difficult to start it on the same trajectory. And it really was still blood, sweat, and tears, but it was a one step at a time forward kind of thing.
Valenzuela's company did reportedly get assistance from the Small Business Administration. Turning to social issues, the convention has been hit by the remarks of Missouri senatorial hopeful Todd Akin about abortion. What do you think about that?
Well, I think women are looking at the Republican Party as an alternative voice right now that has not really been represented in terms of their views. The average woman, I'm an average woman, is looking at this in terms of divisive issues that have caused us to separate in the past when the majority of what we all agree on is in front of us. And we, if we can stay galvanized around those core issues, we don't need to let the distractive comments from someone who I can't speak for Todd Akin, whether he misspoke or whether that was actually out of his heart. I don't even know the man. But I do know that I don't go down roads that, take us off the messages of the things that matter most to moms, to women, and I'm, a citizen as well, that matter to me and that matter to my family.
By the way, what is your stand on the abortion issue?
Yeah, I mentioned to you earlier that I understand that issue from a very personal level as having had an abortion. And so I look back at the time when I made that decision. I didn't have a lot of information. I can't say I would make that same choice today. But so in that frame, I'm pro-choice. If you think about it, I'm looking at that and saying, would I make the same choice today? I personally wouldn't make that choice, but I understand, having lived in the shoes of the woman that did, that's where I come from. So I think that's why I look at this and say, this is a much bigger discussion for women. It's not us against them. It's us with each other. And I think we can go down any of these roads differently when we travel them together.
Why do you think there is such a gender gap between the two nominees, President Obama on the one hand, who is doing much better, than Mitt Romney on the other?
The number one issue that's important to people is the economy and the future of their children's jobs and where they're going in their own families with what they can depend on. So I would look at what she commented on as a barometer and say that women need to realize that their voice does matter. They're the core of their communities. After all, they can have a baby. They can do anything, right? So their voice definitely matters, and they need, at this point in time, I think we can agree that we have the top issues in line with each other.
How do you see yourself doing in such a blue state as, say, Delaware?
Yeah, well, I tell you that, and I talk to the folks up and down the state, it does not really matter to people right now, at least the ones I'm talking to, that are, if you have a D, an I, or an R after your name, if you have a job, a J-O-B. And so the people that I'm talking to are people that are looking at where are the solutions? Where is the direction that's going to take us forward, in a way that actually creates the measurable results that we expect and that we see we desperately need? So it's, it may be a blue state, but we've got a problem as a state. We have, very high jobless rate. It's just not moving anywhere in the right direction, and people recognize that. So I don't know about blue, but I do know that people need balance, and I think the average citizen agrees with that.
Sure, Valenzuela is a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor in the state of Delaware. And she is scheduled to address the Republican National Convention in Tampa tonight. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.